October 29th is designated as World Stroke Day, so we're going to talk a little bit about what a stroke is and who is affected by it. But to lead off on this, we have Dr. Mark Murray joining us, interventional neurologist. One of the things I see here from the headline really relates to those African Americans. Why are they more at risk than other groups?
Yeah, Bruce, thanks for having me. Thanks for asking. You know, this one hits near and dear to my heart. It affects, you know, my own family and friends and my own community. And there's really no magic science to it. The real issue here is access to quality health care. You know, we know from studies that Black Americans are less likely to have access to quality health care. And that doesn't matter if they're wealthy or poor. It's just it's an issue. And sometimes less likely to seek out health care. So because of that, they always have a higher risk of having at least one of the risk factors for stroke, one of these chronic diseases or things like that. So that's really the issue with Black Americans and why they're two times more likely than our white American counterparts to have stroke.
So let's talk maybe what are some of those other conditions, those things that contribute to a stroke?
Yeah, you know, when we think about stroke, and I think you're asking about risk factors, they're two different types, right? They're the ones that you can control and the ones you can't. So the ones you can are easy, you know, how old you are, you know, and I wish I could. You know, everyone always asks me if I can help them get younger, and I said if I could do that, you know, I'd probably be on an island somewhere, right? Or I'd still be 20 myself. So that, your ethnicity, you know, whether or not your family members have stroke, you can't control. On the other hand, there are things that you can control. So chronic conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, whether you live a sedentary lifestyle, you know, do you get up off the couch or not, do you smoke, are you obese? Those risk factors we can control, and then we know that 80% of strokes are preventable, so if we can control for those, we can probably prevent a lot of strokes.
Let's back up to the beginning of it. If you could describe what a stroke is, what's happening that causes this, and what is the result?
Sure. You know, a stroke, we also call it a brain attack. You know, we try and make it so that people understand that it's really serious. It really is a decrease of blood flow to an area of your brain, and that can happen for one of two reasons. The most common reason is that there's a blockage of blood flow to an area. We call those ischemic strokes, and it's either because there's a narrowing or a clot or something that happens in a blood vessel that doesn't let blood flow get to an area of your brain. That's the most common one and the one most people think of as a stroke. The other one is not as common, but we still see a decent amount, and that's a bleeding-type stroke. So a blood vessel leaks, it ruptures for some reason, either you have an aneurysm or there's a weakness there, and we call those hemorrhagic strokes. But either way, the result is the same. The brain downstream doesn't get enough blood flow, and because it doesn't have blood flow, then brain cells can die. And when they die, they don't come back, unfortunately.
We associate FAST, the acronym, with the stroke. Take us through that, and also, I guess, to the play on words, the fact that the faster you get treatment, the better your recovery is.
Sure, sure. So BFAST actually is what we're using now. We used to use FAST, but we added the B to it because it tells us a couple more of those signs, and it also lets us know a little bit about what we want you to do. So if you see any of these signs or symptoms, we want you to be fast and call 911. And BFAST stands for, B is for balance. So if someone has problems with balance or coordination, E is for eyes. So if you have problems with your vision, either double vision or not being able to see to a side, F is for face. So if you have some drooping or some twisting of the face, that could be a sign of a stroke. A is for arm. So arm or leg, if you have weakness in an arm or a leg or numbness, particularly if it's on the same side, then that could be a stroke. S is for speech. And that could be slurring of speech, or it can be people not being able to talk, or even acting confused. And then the T's for time, because we want you to note the time that you see these symptoms happening, or if you didn't see them happening, if the patient woke up that way, when was the last time you saw them at their baseline? And then be fast and call 911.
Where can we get some more information about this, and also know about the sort of preventative things that we can do in our regular lifestyle to help us avoid getting a stroke?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a couple websites. First is strokeawareness.com. There are a lot of great resources there that continue to tell you the signs and symptoms of a stroke, talk about treatments and other things that are available. And then, you know, we have one here as well, centura.org/stroke. Again, tells you all the signs and symptoms, tells you facts about stroke, tells you treatment options that are available, and then helps you find providers that can help you if you are having a stroke or if you've had a stroke.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time and getting the word out there this morning.
Thanks for helping me, and thanks for helping us get the word out. Yes.